This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Good times continue to roll for your Cleveland Guardians. 6-1, another champagne celebration after the game as they dominated Cincinnati in retention of the Ohio Cup. It is staying right here in Northeast Ohio. The Reds, you'll have to pry it out of their cold, dead hands. They get it done again yesterday. And part of the story, Tanner Bibee. 7 innings, gave up just 4 hits, 1 earned run, and struck out 7. Kenny, what do you think right now of Tanner Bibee going into the postseason?
I feel very strongly about him. I think he's our most consistent pitcher. I have another question for you. Your favorite brand of champagne, go.
I don't really drink champagne all that much, to be honest.
Well, I mean, it's a special occasion beverage. You don't really have it all the time.
Do you have a favorite one?
I will say Moet, and the reason is because of the Big Timers albums when I was about 13 years old, because even the Rottweilers drink Moet.
It's Andre, because you can get it right on the end cap there for
$6. There you go. There you go. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not drinking Moet all the time. It's like $50, but Andre,
yeah. I need one thing on my champagne. I need that cork to pop out of there and everything that happens after that.
And Owen definitely took me back in time, because if we were buying it, we were saying $6 back in the day. That's what we called dollars back in the day.
Well, how much can you drink?
Depends on the day.
That's the thing.
Are we cutting it with orange juice?
What are we doing?
Yeah, for me, it's like you get one glass and move on to something else. I'm always amazed at the people that would get like bottle service and get that and keep drinking that. And I'm like, how much can you drink
of
that?
New Year's Eve 2005, someone purchased a few cases of champagne. It's the last time champagne in excess.
New Year's Eve 2005 or 6, I had a whole bottle of Kamchatka.
My buddies were hitting trick shots in the backyard. And then we blamed his older brother for it. Not that I condone such practices of the drinking or the blaming. His older brother's gotten over it. It's a joke now between us friends.
All right, Bibee able to go 7 innings, and he talked after the game about being able to go that long.
Yeah, definitely good. I mean, I think before playoffs, a nice little tune-up to push you go deep and just pitch against a pretty good lineup.
And he got it done, and they earned that first round bye, which...
And, of course, that sound effect courtesy of Bally Sports.
Oh, they had the swoosh? I'm so used to hearing that I don't hear it anymore. When it first started, I said, that's so distracting. But all the local news stations have their wipes. It's called a wipe, where they go from one image. They try to seamlessly transition to another, and they all have an adjoining sound effect to it.
I had no idea.
And I never understand why they're doing it, but you're so used to it that you really don't hear it anymore.
Don't notice it.
Focus in on it, you won't be able to watch anymore. If you just listen in for those sound effects, I think Fox.
That's all I listen
Fox
for.
Fox Football.
I'm a Foley guy.
Remember Fox Football with their like 20 years ago.
The robots.
And then the score, anytime they flashed a score or they changed the score, it became too much. And if you listen just for that, it would drive you crazy.
The robot's name's like Grundle or something like that.
Cletus.
What the fuck? Cletus.
Oh, yeah, Cletus. That's it. Stephen Vogt was pretty psyched yesterday about their ability to not only keep the Ohio Cup, they now have the bye, and that was pretty important to him.
It's incredible. Obviously, we've worked really hard to get here, postseason checked, division now with the bye. It's just so great for these guys. They've earned every bit of this. And for them to be able to get the 5 days next week leading up to it, for us to get really good work in, for them to get their rest, heal up, refresh, we couldn't be more thankful for this opportunity.
This is the worst thing when you get the bye. Or like, take for instance what the Browns were able to accomplish last year, where they didn't need to play anybody in their final game. If you lose in the ALDS, they're just going to blame sitting guys.
Well, you got to play them.
And then they're also going to blame all the champagne celebrations.
It's not,
I can already see it happening.
That's stupid.
It is stupid. But anytime the Guardians lose a game over the last month, the same people are in my mentions. Oh, you were confident about this team. Oh, I thought they were going to lock
up. Oh, my
God,
a guy from Cleveland being confident in his favorite team. That's amazing.
And so I know for a fact if they lose, they're going to draw a direct correlation to they celebrated like they won the World Series three times in a matter of a week, and they sat guys. Because they're going to sit guys. They're not going to play they're not going to play all their guys from here on out, are they?
It depends how important that one seed is.
The Yankees finish with the Pirates. I think it's going to be really hard. It's really hard for you to get the
three days in a row.
He what?
Ken Skeens pitched days in a row.
I thought he said he has pitched 3 days in a row.
No,
I'm like, I wouldn't put it past him
send the gifts over.
As long as he doesn't hit any economic benchmarks.
That's true.
Because that's something in Pittsburgh they are not going to deal with.
They love the economy.
They're not going to pay anybody that they don't have to pay. This was pretty cool last night. So the Padres and the Los Angeles were going down to the wire. It was a 4-2 lead for San Diego, and they had two on. The Dodgers did. Two on with nobody out. They had already gotten one run in. And these two teams are jockeying for position in the NL West. Here is the call. Joe Davis, listen to this.
Rojas on the ground at third. Machado touches third. Fires to second. Out at first. Oh, my goodness. It's a triple play. It ends the ball game. The San Diego Padres have clinched their spot in the postseason after a magical 2024 campaign.
Now, that is a way to do it.
Kind of like the Padres? One team town. Got to kind of like the Padres.
Do I? They still have their massive payroll?
They had to shed a lot of it for a little bit of it for a kind of a sad reason. Their owner died.
Mm-hmm.
He was like pushing in.
Can't take it with you.
The money.
They are. Stop. What? They were at $202 million this year. What were the Guardians at? Are we at 100?
100 million.
Just over 100. So we're not.
I guess lesser of two evils, right? Them and the Dodgers.
Well, we have two other teams to compete with in town. They don't. They're just a one town team, or one team town.
I can honestly say I'm not trying to brush it off. I never thought about it. I don't determine the teams I root for based on how many teams are in the town.
Okay.
Have you been doing that for a long time?
Many years. That's why I'm a huge Memphis Grizzlies fan.
You know what? What about Oklahoma City?
I have many jerseys. And then I burn my Kevin Durant jersey and put it on the internet.
I remember that. That was a nice viral moment. Finally, a big story in college football we woke up to today. The starting quarterback of a 3-0 UNLV football team went to social media and said he's leaving the team. Why is he leaving the team?
That's amazing.
He says, and I quote, "Based on certain representations that were made to me," is why he committed, "which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best of luck this season and hope for the continued success of the program. See ya." I didn't get the money I was promised.
He should really write, "I wish my coworkers the best of luck," because that's what it is. By the way, nothing. I got no problem with him. I love that he did it.
You love that he turned his back on his teammates. You love the fact that he left a team that could make the playoffs this year, right?
Too bad.
That's too bad to his starting offensive lineman.
Because he probably picked UNLV. This is the new world here. You guys want total unabashed freedom? You got it. Total unabashed capitalism here for this. And if he wants to move on, if they can't cash the checks on the services that are rendered, then non-payment, we are not going to play.
But you said the new world. It's not the new world for his teammates. His teammates are all not raking in the dough.
Sucks to be them. I'm sorry. There's no other way to say it.
It does. Their leader, and quarterback just turned his back on him.
Well, sorry. He was there for a specific reason. Did he ever lie? Do we know if he lied to them for a specific reason that he picked UNLV? Did he pick UNLV because of the dollars? For all we know, he could have been like, guys, it's an amazing paycheck. I'm here. And while we're here, we're going to have a great time together. He might have done that. I'm not going to turn him into the villain.
Very interesting. I don't think a lot of people are going to favor a guy, especially a quarterback, a leader, turning his back on a 3-0 team.
Here's me doing
it. And Ken says sucks to be his teammates. Yeah, it does suck to be them right now.
Here's me doing it. I'm that guy.
He turned his back on the commitment. That's it for about last